From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump was stumping in Pennsylvania Friday, repeating his claim that he was being sarcastic when he called President Obama the founder of ISIS. Speaking at a rally in Erie, Pennsylvania Friday, Trump said he was only joking when he called the president the MVP of ISIS. He said that U.S. media have blown his statement out of proportion.
So I said, the founder of ISIS. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic. Then, but not that sarcastic, to be honest with you. And they all said, he should not say that. That is not, they should call him an enabler.
Trump has drawn criticism from Democrats this week for falsely claiming that Obama helped start the notorious extremist group. But Trump doubled down on his remarks initially, repeating the claim several times without any sense he was being funny. Trump's campaign has placed strong emphasis on winning Pennsylvania, which last went to a Republican candidate in 1988. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton released her 2015 tax returns, which show she and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, earned more than $10.5 million last year. The filing shows the Clintons paid a federal tax rate of 34.2% in 2015. Most of their income came from speaking fees for appearances made before Hillary Clinton launched her campaign last April. The release is part of the Democratic candidate's efforts to undercut her opponent, Republican Donald Trump. So far, Trump has refused to release his tax returns because they are under audit. This is VOA News. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said Friday that his country could dissolve all diplomatic ties with neighboring Ukraine in light of recent security concerns. He said, speaking about a break of diplomatic relations, I wouldn't want it to end this way, but if there is no other way to change the situation, the president could take this step. The move wasn't previously proposed after Russia annexed Crimea in 2014 or when Moscow supported separatist rebels in eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian troops are on high alert as tensions with Russia have been on the rise. Ukraine accuses Russia of increasing its troop presence on the Crimean Peninsula. Moscow accuses Kiev of plotting to wage attacks in the disputed peninsula with what the Russians called terrorist attacks. The UN Security Council has authorized the deployment of an additional 4,000 troops to South Sudan, despite reservations to the move by the country's government. The Council Friday adopted the U.S. drafted resolution that also threatens an arms embargo on South Sudan's government if it does not cooperate. David Pressman is the U.S. alternate representative to the UN for Special Political Affairs.
First, the force will facilitate safe and free movement in the capital. Second, it will protect key facilities essential to the well-being of the people of Juba. And third, it will have the authority to prevent attacks against civilians, the United Nations, and humanitarian actors.
The vote in the Security Council was 11 in favor with 4 abstentions: China, Russia, Egypt, and Venezuela. Health officials in Nigeria are preparing for a massive polio vaccination campaign after 2 new cases emerged, which was a major health setback for the country, which had been on track to eliminate the virus. Nigerian health officials say they plan to vaccinate nearly 5 million children beginning this month in the country's northwestern state of Borno. WHO Director of Polio Eradication Michelle Zafran says the new cases have increased the worldwide total.
Until yesterday, we had 2 countries only where polio virus was endemic, and this is Pakistan and Afghanistan. And now with the 2 cases declared yesterday in Nigeria, we have a total of 21 cases in the world in these 3 countries, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Nigeria.
Boko Haram militants based in Borno State have publicly denounced vaccination campaigns and have prevented health workers from operating in the area. For more on these stories, including the latest on Campaign 2016, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.